Аудиозапись номер 49. Exercise 20. Listen to five people speaking about the countryside they like and match them with the places they are describing. There is one extra place in the task. Jane.
I do believe that Dartmoor National Park is the best place in the world. The scenery is fascinating and very special. Once you are in the national park, you feel its magic. No traffic, only wildlife. No huge ugly buildings, only moorland and hills. No cars, only wild animals. As soon as I get here, I feel joy and happiness.
Alex. When I was a child, my family lived in Edithmead, a small town in Somerset. Every morning I woke up and saw a mountain in the window. Many times that I climbed to the summit with my father and later with my friends, I would imagine that I could see the whole world from the top. It is a wonderful and fascinating place that was the center of the universe for me. Whenever I am in Britain, I try to visit this place and always enjoy these trips.
Paul. I like the Mendip Hills very much. I can't imagine another place of such outstanding natural beauty. You can find everything here. Roman ruins and numerous ancient castles for those who like history, cycling routes and walking paths for those who would like just to enjoy a good day outdoors. The scenery is a combination of different things. Green forests, dark marshes, and spacious pasture and fields. It's one of the most wonderful places I have ever seen.
Sue.
You don't really have to go far to find an absolutely terrific place. I mean, Goblin Comb, near Bristol and the airport. It is really a unique place with its own ecology. If you go to the northern part of the hill, you'll see a wooded valley with marvellous plants and some unusual fungi. It's interesting to watch how the valley changes in different weather and time of the day. What I also like about the place, that it is not far and is easy to reach.
George.
I was born in this area and spent my school years here. My mother still lives in our old house. So I have travelled this road hundreds of times. But still, when I pass the turn for Crowford and drive up the hill, the view is really breathtaking. I can't help admiring it. And it doesn't depend on weather or season.